Chapter 7. We spaced out and took our positions in the Room of Realms, and all the while the sound of the prince's soldiers marching up the stairs grew louder and louder. Each witch had her wand pointed toward the door as the scaled-skinned soldiers swarmed inside, and they took a moment to stare down at their dead and bleeding prince. A brief but heavy silence filled the room until a guard with deep blue hair glanced up and gawked at us.
"You!"
he growled as his hands shook with rage, and he stared right at me.
"Fucking witches! Kill them all! Avenge your prince!"
"Volant!"
I cried out before any of them could move, and a blast of bright light soared in their direction. A bundle of guards flew back as my spell hit them, and their skulls were instantly crushed when they crashed into the stone wall behind them. Bone and blood splattered on the purple velvet walls like red and white paint, and when the other soldiers tried to come running toward us, my women attacked without mercy or hesitation.
"Disulto! Glacio! Repente!"
Vanessa shrieked at the top of her lungs. We cast spell after spell, and even though we were outnumbered, our lethal magic was able to keep the guards at arm's length. But I quickly realized that each time we killed one, another would just appear through the doorway. The prince's entire army must have been inside the palace, and as time passed, I knew there would be too many to take on at once.
"We need to get out of this room before every guard swarms in!"
Vanessa shouted as she blasted one soldier in the middle of his chest and threw him out the door.
"You read my mind, Professor!"
"So what should we do?"
Beatrix demanded in a high-pitched tone. I quickly studied the room around us, and a small smile crept across my face as I stared at the glowing sconces plastered on the velvet wall. I studied the dancing tangerine and yellow flames and pictured burning this fucking room into a crisp with every soldier in it. My heart longed to see this chamber blacken, and I yearned to hear each holy warrior scream as I sent them into the afterlife to be with their fucking elder lord and savior.
"Professor!"
I shouted before I looked back at Vanessa, and she had beads of sweat trickling down her forehead.
"Do you think you can create a protective barrier around us?"
"Yes, but not for long,"
she replied before she shouted another incantation.
"I've already used a great deal of magic on these motherfuckers. Why? What do you have in mind, Cole?"
"There's no time to explain,"
I said, before I gazed at the witches who were busy attacking the guards, and then my eyes happened to land on the orb on the floor. The precious relic was behind a towering soldier's foot, and when I glanced up to meet his glowing eyes, a sinister smile spread across his face, like he was silently daring me to attack him. My eyes never left his as I uttered my next command.
"Vanessa, just gather the women around you. I'll join you in a moment."
"Fine,"
Vanessa snapped before she looked wildly around her.
"Everyone come near me. Your master commands it."
While the women did as they were told, I dove forward with my wand extended and blasted through the growing crowd of soldiers. As I got closer to the unnaturally tall guard, I gritted my teeth and prepared to blast him away. But then I heard one of the women scream my name.
"Cole, look out behind you!"
Akira yelled, and when I spun around, a guard was 3 inches away from piercing me in the gut with a small and clean blade.
"Ventus!"
I heard Circe scream in a feral voice. Suddenly a gust of mighty wind sent the blade-wielding soldier soaring past me, and he dropped his weapon before his body went flying through the door. Circe's surprising spell might have saved me from a lethal stabbing, but it wasn't strong enough to stop someone else from crashing on top of me. I fell to the floor with a painful thud, and I knew it was the towering guard on top of me. His body was crushing mine as I tried to reach out and snatch the blade that was only a couple of inches in front of me. I couldn't move anything else except for my arm, and it felt like my ribs were going to crack and puncture my lungs as I struggled to overpower my attacker. I could barely breathe beneath him, and then his beefy, scaled hands wrapped around my neck, and I grunted and gasped for air as he tried to squeeze the life out of me.
"Master!"
Penelope cried out in terror, and even though I couldn't see the bright-haired Wicca, I could hear the fear in her voice before she shouted once more.
"Disulto!"
Her spell whipped through the air and blasted my attacker, and his body jerked backward just enough for me to reach out and wrap my fingers around the hilt of the blade. Before he could fall on top of me again, I shifted my body and turned to face him, and his eyes grew wide with realization as I raised my hand and plunged the small weapon into the side of his bulky neck. Blood spurted from his lips and dribbled down his chin as I pushed the blade deeper and deeper into his soft flesh. More blood gushed from his open wound as I yanked the knife out, and I wriggled out from beneath him before he fell face first on the floor. Then I sprung to my feet and ran toward the orb, and I snatched it up before any other guards could attack.
Cole, hurry!
Vanessa cried out while the other witches did their best to keep any soldiers from nearing them. I destroyed every single guard in my path as I made my way back to the others, and once we were all huddled around Vanessa, she raised her wand high into the air.
Clypeus!
A great transparent dome suddenly burst from the tip of the professor's wand and surrounded us entirely. We were safely inside the confinements of our magical bubble as the guards continued trying to pierce through the wall, but when they realized none of their weapons could penetrate through the exterior, they took a step back and coldly regarded us.
"You can't hide in there forever!"
a guard with venomous blue eyes shouted, and then his glare focused solely on Vanessa.
"What are you going to do? Wait in there until your power fades, heathen bitch!"
"I can hold this as long as it takes. Our power is far superior than yours."
As the guards stood vehemently outside of our watery dome, I focused on summoning the dark, unholy lord to do my bidding, and I prayed for the strength I needed to burn these holy-worshipping bastards to the ground. I longed to see their eyes melt from their sockets and have their scaly flesh burn off their bones. Their screams would be music to my ears, and I couldn't wait to kill every single one of them. My entire body quivered with dark supremacy and unholy rage as I continued to summon my inner force, and I could feel my boiling blood coursing through my veins like hellfire. I stared hard at the flames around the room, and I could feel blood trickling down my nose as I pictured the fire from the sconces growing and spreading across the entire chamber. It felt like my skull was going to split in half as the fire grew taller, but I didn't let that stop me from willing the darkness to come to my aid. No matter what, I would destroy everything in my path, even if it took every ounce of my strength. So I took a deep breath and slowly closed my eyes. Motus! Heat billowed to life around me, and when I opened my eyes, the deep purple velvet was already melting from the walls, and the floors were beginning to crack. The guards didn't notice anything at first, but then the entire room began to shake, and they looked at one another with disoriented features. Soon their hands started to shudder, and their faces were glistening with sweat.
What's happening?
A guard with ghastly green skin demanded as he looked around in horror. Before any of his counterparts could respond to him, the fire danced and burned even brighter, and the room turned into a hellish shade of red that made my heart beat with wild and relentless fury. The flames then began to roar with hunger before a giant cloud of burning rage engulfed the guards and lit every inch of them on fire. I could hear their screams through the dome, and it made my soul smile as they tried to feebly run out the door. But there were too many of them, and the fire kissed every single inch of their bodies. My fingers caressed the cold surface of the orb, and a pulsating sensation coursed through me as I relished in their agonizing demise.
No, no, no!
Several of them cried out at once, while others cursed us or prayed for their lord to save them. I sighed with pleasure as their screams began to die and their bodies turned to black ash one by one. Then the fire and smoke started to fade like mist before the dawn, and I saw the room was no longer adorned with velvet and gold. Now it was utterly dead and black, and ash fell from the ceiling like specks of gray snow. Skeletons with burned armor laid on the floor with melted blades, and a heavy, beautiful silence fell upon us as we remained safe and sound.
Thanks, Satan.
Vanessa breathed before she lowered her arm and took a deep breath.
I wasn't sure how much longer I could hold it. Master.
Penelope sighed with adoration.
That was incredible. It truly was, Cole.
Revna breathed, and there was deep lust swirling in her piercing ice-blue irises.
I'm still growing accustomed to your incredible power.
Thank you, Revna. I responded, before I took a deep breath and looked at each powerful and beautiful woman. Perhaps we should... I hesitated here, and I thought about this abominable kingdom with their Wicca-hating villagers. I mused over their fat, filthy rich lords and ladies, and I wanted to see them all destroyed for their violence and hatred against us. I still had enough power left in me, and I didn't want to ignore a holy kingdom when I could rid the worlds of it once and for all.
Oh, unholy hell, I can't wait for this.
Akira grinned as she studied me with her glossy black eyes.
I've seen that look on his face before. There's more to be done, isn't there, Master? What do you mean?
I'm going to destroy this entire realm. The less holy places we leave behind, the better.
I know we should probably just take the orb and leave.
Vanessa said as her eyes danced around the ashen room.
But I agree with you, Cole. Let's kill them all.
Everyone nodded in agreement, and each woman had a bloodthirsty grin across her face before Vanessa raised her hand in the air and pointed it above her head.
Hospereere Imperio!
We were instantly wrapped in a giant cloud of purple smoke as the spell left the professor's lips, and we soon found ourselves on the top of the plainly built castle and gazing down upon the sea-dwelling kingdom. The sun was just about to set, and the streets were not crowded, but I knew as soon as my chaos ensued, every soul would pour out into the streets and scream for their holy lord to save them from Satan's work. At that moment, Alexander must have sensed my unholy rage because I glanced up at the orange-hued clouds and spotted the seagulls heading our way. They descended from the sky, and when they landed on the castle roof by our side, each familiar turned back into their original forms.
We sensed your longing for holy blood, Cole,
Alexander said before he perched on my shoulder.
We couldn't wait to see you destroy every living soul.
And you'll be satisfied soon enough, I muttered as the sun began to set.
Well, Master,
Faye whispered into my ear, and it sent a pleasant shiver down my spine.
What do you plan to do this time?
I want them to drown, I said after a long moment. I want them to think about their faith as they die a slow and painful death.
But they're meant to live on both land and sea, Master,
Beatrix said with furrowed eyebrows. I know that, I replied without taking my eyes away from the holy city. I won't be drowning them in water. My women didn't question me any further as I rolled up my sleeves and cleared my throat. I then gazed down upon the sea-dwelling kingdom, and I thought about their ancient hatred against us. Oh, I longed to see them suffer for their sins against Wicca kind, and I wanted them to die a slow and painful death. In my mind, I called upon Satan and prayed for him to give me the strength to wash this entire city in blood. I wanted each citizen to feel the red fluid seep into their mouths and nostrils and drown their lungs, and I wished for their gills to flap aimlessly as they struggled to find some way to breathe. Their souls would soon belong to me, and I knew their last thought would be a question about their faith. In the final few seconds of their pathetic life, they would be wondering why their beloved and benevolent Lord had forsaken them. And the more I thought about it, the greater my power grew. My blood boiled and coursed with savagery through my veins, and my entire body shook with a long due vengeance. I could feel my skull about to split in half, but I wouldn't let my own pain deter me from wreaking havoc upon the Holy Kingdom. When I was ready, I raised my hands and took a deep breath before I silently uttered the ancient incantation to destroy every single holy bastard below me. Modus antiquorum. Suddenly the sky darkened to a deep hue of violet, and everything turned a hellish shade of black and red as a cascade of crimson-colored clouds hovered over the deep orange sun. I looked down at the cobblestone streets, and I saw citizens running out of their homes and gazing upon the darkening sky. I knew it wasn't night approaching, but something far more sinister. I could hear their panicked mutterings grow to a dull hum as more and more scale-skinned holy worshippers began to crowd the streets. And the more their fear grew, the more determined I was to see them perish by my hand. A giant rumbling sound echoed through the air, and it was louder and fiercer than any stroke of lightning. The kingdom's screams grew even shriller as I glanced back at the horizon, and I saw a giant red wave towering over the kingdom's gates and about to cascade upon the city. It was the most beautiful bloody tsunami I could create, and it was ready to devour each holy soul beneath me. I could feel its dark and undeniable desire to destroy every home, tavern, and church, and a shiver of pleasure coursed up my spine. The sea dwellers' cries of panic grew even louder before the crimson wave crashed down upon them all, and a smile spread across my face as they screamed and tried to run for their lives. Terrified shrieks filled the air as the waves of blood crushed their bodies. And when the vile creatures disappeared beneath the red surface, my heart pounded with exhilaration and satisfaction.
Look at them run!
Akira cackled as the screams grew louder.
They actually think they have a chance! They don't even have the dignity to die an honorable death.
Circe chuckled, and her serpentine eyes sparkled with glee.
Look at them run like little sheep. They're so weak and terrified. And all this time they thought their lord would protect them. Now they've been abandoned, and the last thought they will have will be them questioning their faith. Let's take a moment to enjoy the view before we return inside.
Vanessa said with a broad smile, as her wolf, Isabel, licked her lips and growled in satisfaction. We all took a deep breath and smiled as the sky slowly turned to night, and a deep, calming, and sinister presence surrounded us. The kingdom was dead, along with its abominable prince and his foolhardy guards, and now the blood-soaked realm belonged to us. The streets overflowed with bubbling blood, yet it didn't dare touch the perimeter of the castle. Oh, I smiled to myself as I stared long and hard at the bodies floating among the debris. And now that each kingdom dweller was dead, we could rest well. Let's return inside and take a closer look at this orb, I suggested as Alexander clung onto my shoulder and looked down at the dark marble still in my hands. Vanessa and the others nodded in agreement before the professor raised her wand into the night sky and wrapped us up in a thick cloud of purple smoke. When the wisps evaporated into nothingness, we found ourselves back in the blackened room, and the orb was still in my hands. It was dark, but I could still see the women staring at me. I opened my mouth to address them, but then the room was suddenly spinning, and cold sweat dripped down my forehead as I struggled to breathe.
Cole?
Vanessa asked with pale lips and a slick face.
Are you all right?
Fine, I gasped out as I mopped my brow. The spell, it just taxed me a bit. Vanessa narrowed her eyes and pursed her lips as she regarded me.
If you're sure.
I am. I nodded, and it was true. Soreness was creeping into my muscles, but the room had gradually stopped spinning, and I could catch my breath more easily now.
Okay,
Vanessa said, and even though she didn't sound convinced, she got back on task.
Now that we're free from the guards and the kingdom, do you think you can use the orb to get us out of here? No.
The woman from my dreams said in a stern voice.
You've already used too much power, Cole. Wait until morning.
I don't think that would be wise, Vanessa.
I replied as I shook my head. I need some rest after wiping out
Very well.
Vanessa cut in, but there was no coldness in her tone.
I understand. You've done more than your fair share. Perhaps we should all turn in for the night.
Vesta purred as her snake curled around her neck like a silky silver scarf.
The whole kingdom is drowned and dead. We should be safe for the time being. Yes, that would probably be for the best.
The professor agreed after a long moment.
There are plenty of bedrooms to choose from, but I think it would be wise if we split up into equal groups, just in case. Penelope, Nyx, Akira, Revna, and Cersei. You should join Cole in the West Wing. Morgana, Vesta, Faye, Marina, and Beatrix. You can accompany me in the East Wing.
Then we'll leave at first light, I said, as I looked deeply into Vanessa's weary sky-blue eyes. And we should meet in the throne room.
Sounds like a plan. Have a good night and get plenty of rest. You've earned it, all of you.
I watched as Vanessa strolled out of the Room of Realms with her group following suit. And once I was alone with the remaining women, Penelope turned to me with lust-filled brown eyes.
Master.
The bright-haired Wicca purred as she took a step closer toward me and then pressed her soft lips against my ear.
Do you think we should explore these bedrooms and see which one would be best suited for all of us?
Oh, even though I was tired, I could feel my blood rushing south as she pressed her sweet-smelling body against mine. And when I looked back down at her, she was chewing on her bottom lip as her breasts heaved up and down with anticipation. As I like that idea. I growled before I looked at Alexander. Alex, do you think you and the other familiars can find your own quarters?
Not a problem,
my familiar said with a small wink before he flew out the door and the others followed after him. With the orb still in my hands, I sauntered out of the room, and my women followed behind me. We strolled down the corridors and past countless royal, fish-scaled family portraits until we came to a large, deep wooden door with gold seashell knobs. I could feel a strange but alluring presence drawing me in, and when I pushed the door open, my mouth fell open with erotic exhilaration. Before us was a grand ebony bedroom with a deep purple canopy bed and plum sheets that bore scale-like designs and texture. The gold bedposts were so tall they nearly touched the ceiling, and there was also a shimmering shell and diamond chandelier dangling above us. The floor was made out of smooth ivory marble, and it was so shiny I could see my reflection. A warm fire was burning in a shell-shaped hearth, and it kept the room glowing and warm. Despite how beautifully decorated this room was, something else truly stuck out to me, and I couldn't help but stare at the countless number of leather whips, silk ties, and wooden paddles plastered along the walls. At first, it appeared to be decor, but upon closer inspection, they clearly showed some signs of wear. Whatever this prince had been into in the bedroom, it was apparently on the rougher side.
So, Master, how would you like us to begin?
Akira purred from behind me. I turned around to find each woman was already undressed, and their nipples were swollen as they breathed heavily. My cock twitched at the sight of them, and an eager smirk crept across my face, because I knew this would be a long, rough, and unforgettable night.